Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Tom Tran. And Tom Tran is a comic and an actor. And
I've lost you.
I've lost myself. That ain't right. How about
there
now?
There we go. Yep, we're back.
Tom Tran is a comic and an actor. And he's on the television. And he is very fun, very good guy. He got super serious at the very end where he was talking about PTSD because he was in Iraq in the early 2000s. And now he
As a soldier.
Mm-hmm. And now he goes back as a comic and he runs vets for to do stand-up. And it's pretty great. But I will say that a good 40 minutes, if not 50 minutes, was spent him waxing, just loving on The Flash.
The Flash.
The TV show The Flash, and then and then the big crossover. It sounds like a crossover event in those DC TVs, TV shows, is cheaper than a crossover event in comic books. but maybe not in time.
Maybe.
Because it's five shows.
Right.
And he got into The Arrow, but he's always been a fan of The Flash. He has a small shrine to The Flash.
Okay, so he's talking about The Flash, the modern Flash TV show, not the one from like 10 years ago.
Right, which he's also, that guy is in the modern Flash TV show.
Right, as some other character.
As three other characters, it turns out. He plays himself from a different, because the next big crossover, I guess, in the DC TV show is Infinite Crisis. Or Infinite Earths, Crisis on Infinite, whatever.
They'll call it that.
But they've got all these different, like the guy who played Superman on Smallville is going to be on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. The guy who played Robin in the 60s is going to be on.
Really?
Yeah. The guy, Greg Berlanti.
Huh.
Is the showrunner, you know, he's the Figgy.
Okay.
Oh, of this thing.
Okay.
And, Tom Tran was like, he loves it. He loves it with the power of the sun.
And honestly, he's doing a great job.
And he's doing a great job because of that love.
Yeah.
And the commitment and all these things. And it's really neat.
Yeah.
And so it makes me now want to watch.
Right. Now I'm sort of inspired to go and watch. So, I mean, every time I've tuned into a Supergirl, I've enjoyed it.
Right. He didn't like the first two seasons of Supergirl, but those were my favorite two seasons that I saw with your mom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
When it was Ally McBeal as the boss, Cat, somebody. And he knew the names of all the characters, Tom Tran did. And it's @_TomTran, by the way. And Tom is spelled T-H-O-M. And Tran is spelled T-R-A-N, like it would be. And then, but he was fascinating. Here's my one regret about this show. Mm-hmm. I never asked him what drew him to The Flash.
Oh, right. Like initially.
Yeah. Because he loved The Flash.
Why The Flash as opposed to some other character?
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about comic books at all or just the TV shows?
Mostly just the TV shows. He says that people bring him the comic books to his shows because they know he loves it so.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has like a long box of Flash that people have brought to him.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay.
And
well, that's nice.
Yeah. So it's cool. And we talked about all the different, you know, like he tried to get in Black Lightning. It didn't take. But he may watch it because of the big crossover.
Right.
And he's like, you don't have to watch all of them because of the big crossover. But it's fun to watch all of them in the big crossover. But he may not make it through all of them because it's so many.
Right. And there's a lot now.
Right. Now he's watching Batwoman, which he said is just okay. But
I was talking to somebody else who was talking about it. They liked it pretty well.
Yeah, I think, you know, and everything takes a second.
Everything takes a second. And not everything is for everybody.
Right, right. For sure. And then it ended on this crazy sort of, stand-up military thing.
Oh, okay.
But it was a really, I mean, in many ways, it was a super fun episode, but also kind of powerful.
Good.
So people should listen to that one.
And Speedy.